We hope you enjoy the show. Shavika Copeland and her band.
I would not I did not win that Grammy. I am the Susan Lucci of the Grammys. I've been nominated many times. And I don't bring it home, but that's okay. I'm just going to keep on going back until they give it to me. You know what I mean? And my previous album, Uncivil War, was also nominated. And once again, I came home without it. But it was such an amazing record for me. And on it, I did a song called Clotilda's on Fire. And I'm going to do that to y'all.
Across the sea, call me one of the
I feel like almost immediately after I did that song, I saw things about the Clotilda everywhere. 60 Minutes, there was movies and all kinds of things about the Clotilda, and nobody used my damn song. But anyway. So if you know somebody, say something, okay? But I started on this journey with these songs after I had my little guy. He's almost 6 now, and he's completely, he's completely running and controlling my life right now, so he's really good. But you know, you turn into Mother Teresa after you have a child because you automatically want to somehow make the world a better place, right? For these little people to be in. So when he was, So just after that, I did an album called America's Child, and on it I did this song, We Ain't Got Time for Hate. You know, do that for me. anybody out there ever been in love and all your friends told you, get out? This person is no good for you. Leave them alone. But all that does is just make you want them more. Is anybody here with the wrong person tonight? That's a trick question. Don't answer that. Don't even do it. Do not raise your hand. The night will not end well for you, okay? Don't do that. But that's what this next song is all about. It's about being in that kind of love that you're the only one that understands it. And you're like, to hell with everybody else. I'm gonna do this one for you. Don't you worry about what he do if he satisfies me. He should please you, 'cause I let me cry. 19th, and that is the day that I lost my mama. And I know it's horrible. I just want to call her up on the phone all the time. You hear that? I just want to pick up that phone and call. And I miss her every day. And if she was here, she'd be heckling really loud. And she'd be going, "That's my baby." I couldn't go to a grocery store or nothing anywhere without her telling somebody, "My baby sang the blues." And so she was very, very proud of me. And that's what makes me be able to keep on going on. And, and on every album that I've ever done, I've always done one of my dad's songs. My father was a great blues musician, and John Coltrane, the man. And on this album, I did a song that he wrote about her. So I'm gonna do that. Is that all right? Is it all right? All right.
Give me a shoulder to cry on. Show me love.
Now we are here. We're seeing live music. How good I'm feeling. I'm vaccinated. I got my booster shot so I can give out sloppy business again. What is that, you know? Wearing my bright red lipstick tonight so I can do that. Everybody, I miss y'all, right? But it has been kind of crazy, and not only did I have to deal with COVID, I had to deal with cancer. Are there any cancer survivors in the house tonight? All right. So give yourselves a round of applause. Yeah. I kicked cancer's ass. Then I got COVID, and I kicked COVID's ass too. A little testimony up here. It makes me so proud. So that's why I did this song. It's called I'm Gonna Walk Until I'm Right. Clouds open up.
Take my
When my little guy came out, I did We Ain't Got Time for Hate. And I feel like just after that, everything just got worse. I'm not blaming myself, I'm just saying, what the ham sandwich is going on around here? So then I said, how long must we fight this uncivil war, right? And I'm trying to do all these songs about love, and things just keep getting worse. I'm like, what is going on? So finally, I made my third album called Done Come Too Far, and I just feel like that. I mean, the time now is to love and accept each other for all of our differences and whatever it may be. I love everybody. I can't nobody do nothing about it. And I just think everybody should just be more like me. Red lipstick and sloppy kisses. That's me, baby. That's me. So on this latest album I did, this Done Come Too Far. We're gonna do that for you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So
great out here.
Thank you. I'm so glad y'all are having a good time. Thank you for being here. So every time I see, you know, the weather's acting crazy, I'm like, oh Lord, and I'm worried about y'all. And I'm like, I want them to be careful, and I start praying and everything. So I'm one of those people. So I'm glad y'all made it here safe, and I'm going to be praying everybody makes it home safe. But I'm going to change the pace of taste. Some years ago, I got a phone call to play at the White House. Now, naturally, I thought it was a club that they called. The White House, you know, this is certainly the name of the venue because it can't be the White House, but it actually was. And so I go to the White House, I go to David's Bridal, get my Spanx, I'm going there, and I show up there, and there's B.B. King, Buddy Guy, Jeff Beck, Derek Trucks, Susan Tedeschi. I mean, the list just goes on of all these amazing artists that are there at the White House that I get to hang out with. And then the ultimate happened. Mick Jagger shows up, and he says, Shanika, will you sing background for me on a song? And of course I go, I ain't no background singer. I did not say that. I did not say that. You go, I said, I would be honored to sing with you. So then I'm up there on a stage and we did I Miss You. So I'm like, and he's dancing around doing his thing and I'm literally watching Jagger move like Jagger. And I'm just, I don't know what to do, but it was a wonderful experience. But there at the White House, I did this song called Beat Up Old Guitar. And I haven't done it in a while, but that's what I'm feeling right now. It's about my dad. Me getting on a stool is another show in itself. Girl don't want to bust out of her Spanx on me. That'll be the only thing that gets talked about. Shanika, bust out of her Spanx. Okay. I think I'm up here now. Not very comfortable. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna stand. No, I'm gonna stand. Because this is not.
Beat up.
Bye.
it for you, but
that's right back there.
It's just on my album, I did a song that was very politically incorrect, and it's called I Fell in Love with a Honky. Now, the song is semi-autobiographical because my husband happens to be a Caucasian male. But it's not about him really, because it's a country song and my husband's a metalhead. I know, singing about a metalhead wasn't funny. So, I know, he took me to see Iron Maiden. I really enjoyed the show because the singer is awesome, but I couldn't help but sit there and wonder how much money they made in merch that night, because everybody had on a t-shirt. It was unbelievable. But anyway, singing about a metalhead wasn't funny, so I kind of made a country song. And I want to do it for y'all. Is that all right? Okay. Of course, I had to explain where her a CD. Nobody knows that, you know, I'm just mommy, right? So they don't know that by night singing crazy songs. So I had to explain that one. But it was just like when I was a kid and my mom had to explain why I was singing, I'm a woman, I can make love to a crocodile. All these things have to be explained, right? That's what happens when you're growing up in a blues family. I have been so fortunate to work with so many amazing artists, and I worked with Dr. John on an album that we did called Talking Stranger. And then just after that, I did an album with Steve Cropper, and we had so much fun. And so I'm gonna do a little bit of that for y'all. Is that okay? Y'all still with me?
I'm
that's what the song was about when I did it a long time ago. So if you feel the way I do, I want you to sing with me. Who Stole My Radio? Can you do that? All right,
yeah.
because you're colorful.
Blessed to be alive.
I know, I love it, and you're so bright and colorful, and you have so much more courage than I do, because I need to be in color, but I'm scared to wear it, so me and you are going to go shopping together.
No Spanx, that needs prayer.
No. You're not wearing no Spanx. All right, I'm going to let it all out. Forget the Spanx, and I'm going to get some color. Yeah. Johnny. And Johnny tells me I need to wear color, too. You do? Okay. Thank you. That's so sweet. I love you guys. You're the best. Thank you. So, I know. I love those guys. I've been seeing them for ever since I was a little girl. I don't even want to talk about it. We're not going to talk about it. It's too long. When I was a little girl, speaking of being a little girl, I used to go visit my grandma, Jessie, who was a saved woman. She went to church 28 days a week. And I didn't mind going because her church was like nothing I had ever seen before. When those folks got together to praise the Lord, they'd be singing, dancing, shouting, folks passing out in the aisles, wigs coming off, false teeth coming out of people's mouth. It was wild and crazy at my grandma Jessie's church. So right now, look at where we at. We might as well go to church. We don't do this one. Is that all right?
Pull out.
so much. Y'all made me feel good. Thank you. How about it for these guys up here on the stage? We have been through some stuff, and they stick with me. 25 years next month. Robin's thinking about leaving right now.
How long?
Ten years for Robin. He's still playing the new guy, right? My father was a great blues musician. He's got the Johnny Copeland t-shirt on right there. Texas Twister, right?
Always.
Yeah. But I have been doing this song. My dad wrote it and recorded it, but he never really performed it. And when I came along, I stole it. And I've been singing it for over 30 years now. In fact, I didn't do it at a gig this past summer, and I got my first really nice hate mail. That's why I said my fans are the best, because they can't even really be mad at me. Because I got this email and it said, "Shamika, I love you, but I'm so disappointed. I brought all my friends to see you and you did not do my favorite song. And I'm upset, but don't worry, I'm gonna come back and see you again. But please do my song." Isn't that the nicest hate mail you ever heard? That's the best. So now, just in case he's here tonight, I'm not gonna forget to do this one that I've been doing for a long time. So this one's called Ghetto Child. I'm here.
Please, won't you?
In the so-called.
Yeah.